This is the Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell with Andy Carboni, our MSONewsSports.com Baseball Insider. And Andy, as we look at the Red Sox, the World Series coming up starting this week, a new manager for the Bo Sox, Alex Cora.
Yes, he has been named the 47th manager in franchise history. The word leaked out yesterday officially from Fenway Park's offices that Cora does get the job. Cora did play for the Red Sox in 2005 through 2008. It's a three-year contract, the team option for a fourth season. So Cora, at 42 years old, becomes the youngest Red Sox manager since Kevin Kennedy, and he also becomes the first Red Sox former player to manage the team since Butch Hobson.
Now, Andy, I know he's the bench coach of the Astros in the World Series. In the past, it seems like situations like this come up and the coaches leave their current teams right away because of these kinds of things. But it sounded like Cora was going to stay with the Astros through the series. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, that's the case, Bill. He's going to stay with the Astros through the World Series, and then they'll make the official announcement with the press conference at Fenway after the World Series ends. To me, I don't know what the rush was in having to name him yesterday or today before the World Series started. If he's not leaving the team as it is, if he's still going to be being a bench coach during the World Series, why not just wait till the series ends, make the formal announcement with the press conference and all the bells and whistles at Fenway after the World Series? If Dombrowski and Cora did agree to a deal, it's not like he's going to run off and go to manage someplace else. And on the flip side, Dombrowski certainly can't go get any new players or anything to that effect to help Cora until the World Series is over and free agency begins. And Cora, obviously, at this point, can't name any of his coaching staff going forward till after the World Series, other than if Dombrowski himself is going to name the coaching staff. We'll have to see if Cora is going to be able to name his own guys, or is he more or less going to be a puppet for ownership and Dave Dombrowski, and Dombrowski is going to really name the coaching staff. So we'll see how this all will play out. It'll be very interesting.
Yeah, all good points. I'm not sure either. I would have thought the cleanest thing would have been to name him after the World Series, but then whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Red Sox notes. So what do we got? Anything on the player front on the Red Sox since the season ended?
Well, a couple of things we'll get back to with the player notes on some injury situations. I will mention that Dave Dombrowski did tell the Red Sox coaches, who are all currently under contract through next year, that they could seek employment elsewhere after the firing of John Farrell. So in this past week, pitching coach Carl Willis interviewed with the Minnesota Twins and hitting coach Kelly Davis. He went and interviewed with the San Francisco Giants and the San Diego Padres. Elsewhere on the injury front, last week on Tuesday, both Hanley Ramirez and Eduardo Rodriguez underwent surgeries. Rodriguez had an operation on the right knee that's been bothering him throughout his career. He won't be back on the mound for at least 6 months. So that means that he will not be ready for the beginning of the season. So we'll have Eduardo Rodriguez opening up next season on the disabled list. So the Red Sox will have to be in the market for another starting pitcher, obviously, right off the bat. And with Hanley Ramirez, he had a procedure done on the left shoulder that was bothering him throughout this season, but he is expected to be ready for spring training.
All right. The rest of Major League Baseball, of course, we're all gearing up for the World Series Tuesday night in Los Angeles with the Astros versus the Dodgers. It didn't look like it was going to be that way for a while this past week, but the Astros pull out a Game 7 against the New York Yankees and move on to the series. And I guess, Andy, let's just do this chronologically. Any comments on the divisional series, or league series, rather, and then we'll go on to the World Series.
Well, when you look at the ALCS, of course, like you mentioned, it went 7 games, the home team winning each of the games throughout the series. It was really a fun series to watch back and forth. The Yankees could have very easily been in there. They had two chances to win one to advance, but did not happen. It was interesting to see Justin Verlander be as strong as he was in the ALCS against the Yankees. He had a 124-pitch performance earlier in the series, and he comes back in Game 6, and he helps the Astros win 7-1 on Friday night against the Yankees. And, of course, that was a big move at the trade deadline by the Astros to pick up Verlander from the Tigers. So that was obviously a key move as we head on into the World Series. And when you look back at the NLCS, really the Dodgers really didn't have any problems getting by the Cubs. So they've had some time to rest up and get ready for the World Series. The 113th World Series, as you mentioned, gets underway Tuesday in Los Angeles. So it should be a fun series. Got some good young players involved on both sides and some veterans as well in the mix. So should be fun how it all plays out. And they're saying that Tuesday night's game in Los Angeles will be the hottest World Series game on record to begin a game. Talking temperatures near 100 degrees in L.A. on Tuesday. So that will be very interesting to see how that plays out. The previous highest temperature for a World Series game, which I noticed today, was mentioned on the Today Show, that was between 2001, between the Yankees and the Diamondbacks in Arizona. And to me, that doesn't count because the game was played indoors. So who cares how hot it was outside? The game was being played at 72 degrees inside. But that's just a little side note that I don't think they did enough research on that one when they put out that little tidbit this morning.
I was watching the TV weather on Sunday, Andy, and the weatherman said, "What a beautiful day! I mean, this is we have opening days that aren't as warm as this." And I'm thinking, we've never had an opening day as warm as yesterday. Sunday was,
no,
you know,
definitely not that I know of. That's for sure.
I mean, they're like 40. Come on, 45 drizzle, you know. So
absolutely, some snow flurries.
Yeah. Are you thinking the Astros have the upper hand in this series, or the Dodgers since they have the home field advantage?
Honest with you, I'm going to put the eggs in my basket with the Astros. I would like to see the Astros take the series after obviously the big problems they had with the hurricane going through the city, and the Astros have never won a World Series before. So I think they've never, in fact, won a World Series game before. When they were in the National League in 2005, when they made it to the World Series, they were swept in four games by the Chicago White Sox. So I just think, with that fact in the mix, they're kind of, I think, a little bit of the underdog in the series against the Dodgers right now. So I was kind of, well, I always stick with the American League side, rooting for the World Series, especially with the Red Sox not involved. So you think that, especially with the Dodgers with the big payroll and the whole L.A. thing and the West Coast and all that stuff. Yeah, I mean, if the Dodgers win, that's okay. They haven't won in a long time, but I think with the Astros have never won before, I think that'd be fun to see.
Yeah, gotcha. I think I totally agree with you, Andy. That's a first. No, it's
Uh-oh.
Not the first. All right, well, Andy, great talking with you, and we'll
score situation. That we'll be here for another half hour with that one.
Oh, what was that?
I said you didn't even ask me my opinion on Alex Cora becoming the manager.
Oh, you know, I didn't, but you know, it's funny. I was thinking about that yesterday, what you thought about it. So what do you think about it?
I don't think it's a good move at all. I think it's a poor decision by Dave Dombrowski. I think this officially puts Dave Dombrowski on the hot seat. I think this time next year we can, we'll have it on recording here that he's going to be looking for a job at this point next year. I don't think in a market like Boston and a fan base like the Red Sox have that you can bring in a manager that's never managed before. Yeah. This is not Seattle. This is not Tampa. To me, Dombrowski in his press conference when he fired John Farrell, he said, I'm looking for someone with experience. Well, I hope someone calls him out at the press conference when they introduce Alex Cora and say, well, where's his experience? Because he has none. Yeah. He's been a bench coach for the Houston Astros. And, A.J. Hinch has made a couple questionable moves in the postseason he's gotten away with. But if he's learning from that guy, I don't like him, the fact that he's going to be managing the Red Sox going forward, because who's he learning from? I think the Red Sox are better off getting a veteran manager that's been through the battles, and maybe bring in Alex Cora as a bench coach and have him learn for a year or two, and then with the agreement that in a year or two you will be the next manager.
Yeah.
But, again, what do I know? I just think it's not a good move. I think the players may not, totally respect him. I mean, he's not that far in age to some of the players on the team when you look at it. But again, they're saying that they want him to kind of help corral the younger players, and it might be an easy transition and have, an easier time talking to the younger players and relating and this and that. But, to me, I don't think that's what's needed in that clubhouse right now. But, we will see what happens, that's for sure.
Well, I'm glad I asked you, albeit late, because I think it's good that you got that off of your chest. Okay.
Oh, so you'll be hearing me complain about this every Baseball Insider next year as we go forward, because I am not a fan of this move whatsoever. Not that I was a fan of – I don't think I've been a fan of any manager the Red Sox have had in my lifetime, other than Joe Morgan. Okay. He was my favorite.
All right.
Other than that, I kind of like Don Zimmer because he was kind of a character. But other than that, couldn't care for any of them. And, again, the tradition continues.
All right, there he is, Andy Carbone, our Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSONewsSports.com.